thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Kelleher and Barrett said they'd been thinking of stepping back for a while, but Herb Kelleher, long the flamboyantly successful leader who helped launch Southwest 41 years ago, said other issues kept coming up, like 9/11 2001.
And that radically changed the picture for me and the airline industry as a whole. And it became all hands on deck. It was a matter of survival. I was appointed as a point person for the airline industry to develop new security regulations.
More recently, Kelleher helped negotiate Wright Amendment changes. Both he and Barrett decided to step down next spring when their contracts officially end, but they'll remain at work for 5 more years. Still, Kelleher was asked about his legacy.
I think it will probably be that I consume more wild turkey and cigarettes than anybody in the history of the industry.
Barrett plans to spend her time in customer service, which she says has been her Southwest focus for decades. Airline consultant Daryl Jenkins said the carrier is in good hands with current CEO Gary Kelly.
Gary Kelly is perfectly suited for this. His personality is totally different than Herb Kelleher's, but I think he's going to be a great addition to the Southwest tradition.
For KERA 90.1, I'm Bill Zeeble.